Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Thanks so much for joining us for Ask the Expert North Texas. I'm Kristen Diaz.
I'm David Rankin. Every so often, the state controller's office makes it to the front of the news when it holds one of these events that they call sales tax-free weekends. That's going to make anyone's ears perk up, because if you don't have to pay sales tax on something, that's always a good thing. If you're new to Texas, you need to know that these are the perfect times to go shopping. And as we are in the middle of severe storm season here in Texas, hurricane season is a little over a month away. Now's the time to stock up on your emergency supplies, and that's why this weekend it's one of those sales tax-free weekends for emergency supplies. On today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by Kevin Lyons from the State Controller's Office. He is in the KRLD Zoom room. Kevin, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me, guys.
There's a strategy to these sales tax-free weekends, isn't there?
Well, the idea is that, you know, and you mentioned severe weather is going to happen. It's happening in North Texas. How many tornadoes can you guys get in a three-month span? We're coming up on hurricane season soon. We know about wildfires. We've had deep freezes across the entire state, unfortunately, a few years. And so, you know, this is going to happen. So you might as well stock up on those items. And you talk about it's emergency preparation supplies. It's this weekend. And there's a generator that you need to replace. Go get that generator tax-free. $8.25 on $3,000, that's a big saving. So that's a good strategy about it. I think it's a win-win for both folks, for the person that's buying the item, and also for the businesses. I mean, I guarantee you, business at a lot of these retail places that sell these items kind of goes up during this weekend. So that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, what are some of the items that will be available for folks to buy today or starting this weekend?
That's right. Starting at 12:01 a.m. Saturday, running all the way to Monday at midnight. The items sort of fall into three sort of price points. Okay. So things under $75, like household batteries, smoke alarms, fuel containers, flashlights, anything priced under $75. And by the way, there's no limit to the number of items you buy. They're all tax exempt if you buy them this particular weekend. Then the second price point are things like hurricane shutters and emergency ladders priced under $300. By the way, people say, well, what's an emergency ladder? What's an emergency ladder? Think about an emergency ladder as something that you're on the second floor and you need to get out of the building, right? There's flooding, and so you hang that ladder over the balcony. So I don't mean a ladder that you climb up so you got to paint the ceiling or install a light bulb. An emergency ladder is something that hangs over and lets you escape out of the building. And then the third price point is portable generators priced less than $3,000. And so all those items, and again, there's a bunch more. You come to our website, controller.texas.gov. We lay out all the items that are tax exempt this weekend.
And there's also kind of a method to the madness of what items are on the list. And there are also some items that are not on the list. And the sales tax-free weekends can be a little confusing about what you can and can't get. And
they can be. And you're so right about that. And the legislature, when they sort of put this tax-free holiday together back in 2015 is when they approved it. So the first such holiday like this one was in 2016. They were certain to make sure, okay, here are the items that do qualify, and then here are some items that don't qualify that people may think they do. So we talked about batteries for your flashlight. Well, batteries for your car don't qualify. So if your car dies, okay, car battery, well, you still got to go buy the battery and it's going to charge your tax. Camping stoves and camping supplies, and people think, well, why is that not applicable? Because you think about, you know, if you're camping, I mean, because your lights are out in your house, I mean, that doesn't work. Chainsaws, right? You got to cut down the tree that fell on your house. Well, that's not tax exempt. extension ladders, step ladders, tents, things like that. And again, the entire list of things that we could think of that people might have questions about that are not tax exempt this weekend, or in fact, that are not tax exempt ever, are on our website at controller.tx.gov. One other thing I wanted to add, you know, this is a new holiday, new compared to some of the other ones we have. And of course, you know, the big one, the back to school sales tax holiday, which is August. I'm pretty sure you guys will give us a call on that. If someone charges you tax on an item that you should have been charged tax on, and sometimes it happens with these new holidays, and in fact, it happens throughout the year on a lot of different things that shouldn't be taxed, you can come to our website, download a form, fill out the form, follow the instructions. We will refund your tax. So just something to know. Again, controller.tx.gov. You'll find all the items that are tax exempt. And if someone charges you tax on an item, you should keep that receipt, fill out the paperwork, send it to our office. We'll refund you the tax that you paid.
Do you suggest that if people, for example, are going to go to Walmart or Target, one of those big box stores, maybe they're doing all kinds of shopping, but they know they're going to grab some of those tax exempt items, to purchase that separate from their main, from everything else, just so that things don't get confused?
Well, I mean, look, and Walmart and some of the other, you know, Best Buy and all these places and Target and all these folks, I mean, they give you a nice itemized receipt. And so if you charge something, I mean, they'll show that, right, that you were charged tax on this particular item. It just depends on the family, depends on your personal choice. But we'll be able to ascertain, you know, that you pay tax or you didn't pay tax. And so that shouldn't be a problem. And especially these big box retailers, they're so glitzy, and they got all the computers and all that kind of stuff to figure out what was taxed and what wasn't. So
talk to me about the importance of having these emergency supplies on hand. We might not get a tornado in North Texas this year, but you could be ready for next year.
Well, Is there lightning strikes that happen in North Texas, right? Do sometimes the lights go out when the lightning hits your building or the generator next door, right? And if you don't have the batteries for that flashlight because you waited and you thought, it's not gonna ever happen to me. I mean, that's the kind of reason, right? And the controller always likes to talk about, you know, thinking ahead, planning in advance. And you just know in Texas, if you like the weather now, you're not going to like it next week. And so you might as well just be ready, just in case. The unthinkable happens, where you lose your power, where, you know, your house gets flooded and you've got to get out of the second floor. And so that's, I think, the thinking behind that is just being prepared, right? The Boy Scouts, be prepared.
Yeah. Definitely one of the things that I like, is that we may think that we might not necessarily need some of these items for ourselves, but it's always great for gifts, you know, for people who a new home, you know, you're able to give them the first aid kit and some batteries, things that they're going to need in their new home. Or a lot of people tend to move during the summertime, you know, so that might be a good gift idea. Or even for teenagers that are going off to college come the end of summer, you know, stack up on a couple of those things now, so you're not having to, you know, spend so much money as they get closer towards the move-in date, you know, as a freshman, they might need a flashlight.
Yeah, and you mentioned college kids and, you know, they're freshmen at wherever they are, whether they're at SMU or whether they're at TCU or North Texas State University, I guess.
They definitely need a can opener, emergency or not.
especially UNT.
That's smart. And again, you got a flashlight and you're a kid and you know, lightning hits your building and the lights go out. Well, you're the only kid with a flashlight because somebody was smart and said, you know, hey, kiddo, freshman in college, here's your flashlight, here's your batteries, you know. And, you know, look, the batteries can be used for anything, right? I mean, there's no law that you have to use the batteries for your flashlight, but batteries are tax exempt during this holiday. So there are a lot of things you need batteries for. I mean, I think that's one of the probably most purchased items of all things on the list. And they're cheap. They're way under $75. So I think that's a really good angle that you talked about, a gift for either a college kid or someone else.
One other important thing to mention is the fact you don't have to go into stores in order to get these benefits.
That is correct. You can purchase these things online, but there's something to think about if you do that. So let's say, David, you want to buy a generator and the generator costs you $29.99. Okay. It's under the $3,000 threshold. However, you also have to take it into context, the delivery charge, shipping fee, handling fee, and if that puts it over the $3,000 threshold, now you pay tax on the entire item. So the tax exempt status goes away. So again, if you're going to have things delivered to you, that's fine. Just make sure that when the delivery charge is added on, that it does not go over the particular price threshold that you want to stay under.
Kevin Lyons from the State Controller's Office. Kevin, thank you so much for the time.
All right. Go Mavericks.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.